I can make ridiculous noises on the internet, right?
Oh, I totally forgot to start our music. Whatever, we're live on the internet.
Sit
It's
there and watch me
fine.
mess around with tech and not do the thing.
See, I had us on the the live screen to make sure everything was working, and I forgot to swap it to the music screen, and so there's just no music for today's episode.
That's
I
okay.
mean,
I
I could turn
forgot
it on now
to.
if you really want.
No, I think we're good. We're running late. Meh.
It's been a day, a week, a year.
It's been a
Feels like
week
a
for
million
me.
years since we've done this.
It's not. It's
I guess
just
it's a week and a
been,
half, but.
yeah, like 7 days, give or take some change.
It's been a long week.
Well,
There's
yes, but you
children in
have
my
family
house.
visiting. Family visiting. I'm like, why are we so small on my screen? Because I'm not full screened, guys.
Well, why are you not full screened?
Life. Life. That's why. Life. There we go. That's better. My background changed. I don't know what you've been doing this week, but I've been rearranging every single piece of furniture in my office. Every single piece of
Are they
furniture.
staying another week, says Asa? No, they're leaving tomorrow morning. Well,
You're
maybe early
leaving
afternoon. I
now.
don't know. They're leaving tomorrow.
You don't need a nap if they stay another week. I
Yeah.
mean, you might need a nap now. I don't know.
Oh, I
I
definitely do.
can't.
I slept in today. It was magical. Yesterday was a long day. Even the kids slept in. It was magical. And then we made pancakes.
Pancakes are pancakes. I'm not sure I'm going to say that those are. Oops, those are magical. I'm so punching this microphone at least two more times today, guys. Get excited. Get excited.
I'll say hello
Not
to
the
everybody in
most.
chat. Asa
Yes.
and Tammy, Elisa, Jude. Jude has a cold. Sucks. People are working on
That's always
blankets, even though it's
sad.
summer.
That's fine.
Karen was in briefly, but then went off to watch Star Trek. And Melanie's in chat as well.
Hey, Melanie.
Just finished watching Spotlight on Netflix. Amazing movie. Nice. Well, maybe I'll check it out later.
I finished listening to the three seasons of The Witcher that they have on Netflix, and I think I'm done with that series. It's fine, but eh. And it's
Despite Henry
not.
Cavill being in it, I've been kind of meh about watching the latest season. It's been out for a while. I just haven't got around to it.
Wasn't it his last season because they wanted away from the source material and he's not okay with that?
Yes, because he's a giant nerd that cares about things like that, which is amazing.
Ben got very excited, was telling me about it because apparently he's a Warhammer enthusiast.
Oh yeah, I think he's actually, I can't remember if it was just he really wanted to or if it's actually happening that he's gonna do something with a Warhammer movie.
Sure, I mean it'll be great if he does. I think, you know. Guys, I don't care.
I care. Cause Henry Cavill.
No, he's pretty and he has a nice voice, but that doesn't tell us if he's a good person. And being a member of our community also doesn't tell us if he's a good person. It just
Yes, well,
tells us what he is interested in.
in my head, the version, the fantasy version that I've totally met, and because I'm definitely ever going to meet Henry Cavill.
You
In my
are
head, he's a
married,
nice
right? Like,
person.
you do know this? Okay.
We can
I
just
don't
hang
know.
out and play board games.
I have met enough people in our community to know that that is not a true statement of any community ever.
I'm aware of that, but I can have my little fantasy. Leave me alone.
I think that's the problem I had. That's probably my problem, is that I'm not really good with that whole fantasy part. Really, guys, I'm gonna punch this microphone the whole episode. I don't even know what episode number we are. What episode number are we?
We are episode 328. He's in the Tudors? Well, I really need to watch that now. I wanted to watch it in the
I
first
watched
place, but
that.
now I really want to watch that.
I thought he did a good job in that. He does good work, but I don't get this whole fantasy above thing, so it's fine. I think it's because they're real people, and I feel like that's creepy. I don't mind doing it for anime characters or book characters, but like I don't do it to actors. That's just stalker creepy. Stalker
To be clear, this is not a romantic fantasy. This is just like, you seem cool and I would love to hang out with you and play board games, kind of. We could totally be friends, kind of thing.
It's fine.
Not, it's not. I'm not being creepy about it, I promise.
Suspect because it's a slippery slope to creepy dumb.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. But I'm just like, no, I don't want. I can't. Not in good conscience. Guys, I've had a busy week. Diana's having a busy week.
Such
So now that
exciting.
you are your mid-family visit, I'm post-family visit with, as everyone can tell from the background, obviously large changes. We're still in the same office space, but we've rotated and I've added an additional piece of furniture. Hence the rotation.
I'm trying to wrap my brain around. Wait, so if the door is there, where are
The
we? Okay,
windows,
yes.
behind you. I got
Okay.
one window in the office.
Okay.
Just to the left of the window, just out of frame, is the steam heater for the room. So the
Yes.
computer went to the outside wall.
Okay.
Our Victorian lady is just off to our right. She's good to go. She's on rollers, so I can roll her out from her resting position. This is the old computer table. It's now the crafting corner. That is facing out to partition my yarn stash wall is partitioning the bedroom off. Because behind it is my white cube unit that stores all my paperwork. And behind that is my closet. Because there's only two closets in this house, and they're in this bedroom. And this larger bedroom is a better office.
It makes sense to have the larger room for the one you spend more time in,
And I spend
consciously
most of my
anyway.
time in my office. That is the spare closet. So that's my storage closet where I hold super exciting things like boxes of Kleenex.
Ooh,
I know. I know. Guys,
thrilling secrets.
this monster is killing me today.
Hello, monster.
Go away. I have my brand new piece of furniture, which is a cutting table that collapses down. On rubber rollers, where the computer used to sit, and then I have my dress form and my cat stand because she needs a place. Why she won't use her cat stand and insistently pesters me, I don't know, but we will figure that out later. I also managed to get in some crafting. I went to an anime convention and I went to a farm market, farmer's market, and I went to a yarn market.
We have so many things. We have so many things to talk about.
Guys, let's get an episode started. So, welcome to the Northern Knits Podcast. We are two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn. My co-host is.
Diana.
I have no idea what episode this is.
We're episode 328, and we've been on adventures.
We've been on an adventure. It's a good show title. That's a good title for the episode. On Adventures. All right. The monster's going to be a problem. What's in your cup, my dear? Because there's no way I'm not going first.
In my cup of mushrooms, I have the dregs of this morning's coffee. I now understand that whole when there's kids around and you don't get to drink your coffee thing and you just find cold cups of coffee around. Yeah, I get that now.
No, my niece never bothered me when I was drinking my coffee. That's
I
because
mean, I
she'd
think I
be
do it to
having her
myself,
cup.
so.
She was having her cup of milk in the morning for breakfast, so I made sure to get my coffee drank during breakfast to move on with my day. Now, if I went to university, it took longer to get through my cup of coffee for the day.
What's in your cup?
I have a cup of decaf coffee. In a festive Christmas mug because it's 27 with the humidity and 22 without it. So I feel the need for some festive reminder that
This too shall pass.
this hellscape will eventually end for the year and I can have reasonable weather back. Which is even worse is it was a super huge tease last week. We had 18, 19, 20, 21 with no humidity for daytime highs. It was actually decent outside.
Oh, that's lovely.
This weekend, we're back to the freaking 30s. Of course we are. We haven't even hit the dog days of summer. Like, it's not even August yet. So, like, the worst of our heat hasn't even started. And then you hear what's happening in you know, Italy and Spain, and they're like, 40 plus! I'm like, oh my god. Oh, god. All that's across rough. Southern Europe, 40 plus, and they're not hitting lows. They're like, oh, Death Valley was up to 53.
That's rough.
Note of record, guys. Human beings die if our internal temperature gets higher than 4 to 7 degrees very fast. Hypothermia takes longer to kill us. It takes us longer to die when we get cold than it does for us to cook ourselves from the inside from the temperatures. Oof. Gross.
Well, we've been like mid to high 20s, but we're just getting down to like 15 to 18 at night. So
at least you've got some cool down time, right?
Yeah, so like, it's been okay over here.
We're not getting cool. Just so
that just I'm wants hot to argue with me about
climate
that.
Change not being real. Bring it. Let's go. I'm going to have words. And they're not going to be nice. They're not going to be nice words. I'm in my new chair. Oh, it feels so good.
Oh, you got a new chair.
Remember that chair that I ordered that we needed to raise the legs on?
Oh, yeah.
Dad was down. He put new legs on for me.
Oh, nice.
So I gave him my old camping chair, which was my computer chair, because the frame is the perfect size for Jocelyn relaxed chairs, and requested wooden versions of chairs.
Ah.
Nice. So smart. I gave him a template. So he's like, excellent. Now he doesn't have to guess and do math and estimate. He can just put out the camping chair, which after a decade doesn't tell me anything, and the canvas is stretched finally. Fair, I've been sitting in it every day for like 30 or 40 hours a week for years.
Yeah.
I've used that camping chair. Mm-hmm. He can use the frame as a height template and a depth template for something comfortable for me. So means we are one step closer to a kitchen table and chair set.
Nice.
I'm gonna have all handcrafted furniture at some point, the way I'm going.
Just gonna be awesome.
And it's cheaper for me to get my dad to build me something than it is to buy IKEA furniture, tells us where prices are. Okay.
Well, your dad also has the skills for it.
Yeah, yes.
Which, you know, helps.
Helps tons. Being his background, yep. All right. I do have cool threads because last week it was cool enough to wear things of a knitted variety.
I haven't been wearing anything, but I got gifted a couple things.
Sure. Okay, that works. Same difference. I took my Simple Hug by Cozy Up Knits, or the patterns by Cozy Up Knits, out to the Longway Homestead. Oh no, I've forgotten the name of the second farm now. Where's Erin when you need her? Anyway, I was out with Erin for Fireweed Fiber Go. You guys might have seen the pictures on social media on Sunday. I was wearing my Simple Hug, and I forget the name of the shawl that I was wearing. It's the purple one with like the lime green brioche contrasting in it, because I was wearing my Halloween shrug, like my Halloween cardigan, so you needed Halloween-ish colors to go with it.
Mm.
Fair. Saturday, you were cat-bed
for a while, I saw.
An hour and a half. That kitten napped on me hard.
She was what, like crawled up and presented herself for a nap?
Well, she'd been climbing into the yard to sleep because we had a bit of rain and a bit of wind, so everything was... We were all just kind of like slightly a touch damp and a cool. Mm. So she was looking for somewhere warm to sleep. So rather than constantly being fished out of the yard sail bin, she got passed off to me. And I just put her up on my chest and leaned backwards because that's what I would do with my carry, because these guys give off heat like nobody's business. And she's maybe six months old. So she just curled right up, tucked right in here, and took a nap. Phaedra did the same thing when she was little, so... All I did was I literally leaned back, crossed my arms under my chest, and just talked to people, because that's what you do. I'm not leaving the apartment. Chill. Every time I shower right now, she panics, thinks I'm leaving. Say hi, we're being a nuisance today.
Hello, furry little nuisance. Large furry
nuisance.
Hello, nuisance.
Go down, nuisance. So, that's fine. I did get some knitting done while I was out there. Saturday, I wore my words, Mallow, to Icon. Since it's my, I'm traveling out and it's like 19 to 22 weather sweater. I really need to finish that summer version of it because I need a slightly lighter weight version with more breathability. More breathing.
That makes sense.
Less acrylic. So I need to finish that second mallow. And I know exactly where it is. See? Do that.
Hello in chat. Be to
in your cat stand.
Marisa's Yarn and Crafts says hola.
Hello. Hola. So I did things. I went places. There was stuff. The Midnight Breeze has gone home with Mom. It's hers
now. Well, that didn't last long.
I knew it was going. It's fine. She uses it. That's the important part. But that's it. You got gifted some stuff.
Yeah, so my 8-year-old niece knits now, like, quite effectively.
So oh, God, I got, she's 8. Whew. Time's flying. Okay.
I got a little stuffy blanket, little blankets for stuffed animals, aka no, swatch, but you know, it's a blanket for a stuffed animal. And this beautiful, super long scarf for me.
Okay.
It's
a necktie.
If I stretch it a little bit, and then if I like got a, well, it's a little snug. If I pin it just so, it's a very snug collar. But you know what? It's great. I got gifts.
You got gifts. That's your birthday.
But it's been way too warm to be wearing knits. Wore lots of knit socks this week for all the walking. That was very nice.
Yeah, but you really want knit socks for walking.
Just wool socks in general for when you're doing a ton of walking because they're squishy.
Yes.
And moisture wicking, which is
yes.
So nice. Your feet feel so much better at the end of the day than if you wear like the thin little synthetic socks. Your feet are just like wet at the end of the day versus wool socks. The wool socks are wet, but your feet are relatively dry and it's much comfier.
My socks are never wet either way, but that's all right. I do prefer the wool socks for long days. They have a bit of extra squish to them. Extra
I'm
squish.
Knitting my hair into this sock. That's great.
That's okay. It just occurred to me that I did not bring in my pipe cleaner cats to show you.
Pipe cleaner cats?
That is correct. Pipe cleaner cats. So I might have to get up and go do that at some point.
Wow. All
right. I have things.
Things, plural, many of them. I have three, so.
We're a knitting podcast.
Oh, no,
one,
wait, that's a lie. I have four.
Two, three.
In a different room.
Four. I have four.
I actually also have four, but I left one in the other room.
At an acquisition.
I have none of those. Well, why don't you start? And I will grab the thing in the other room that I forgot.
That'll work. Guys, let's talk
right
swatches and old patterns. So I found a crochet YouTuber called Just Vintage Crochet. She's not been around for a ton of time, but she does vintage crochet. And I do love me some vintage stuff. So I was watching some of her YouTube tutorials. You know, like you do. And she had this one for a 1908 Edwardian shawl capelet creation. And I was watching it, and I was very, very, very intrigued. I was like, you're going to be really nifty. So I, of course, had to start one. Not knowing how much yardage I was going to have to use and whether or not I could see the yarn, I've had to make some modifications. So it calls for a number 2 yarn, so basically a sock yarn, on a 6.5 millimeter hook. So drapey. I don't have a ton of yardage in a 2-weight yarn, she says, knowing exactly what's behind her in stash, of the same color. and it's asking for like 600 meters in your main color and 400 and change in your second color. So it's not a small meterage or yardage requirement.
No, that's like 3 and 2 skeins ish.
Yeah, it's a lot. And I don't have that in all one color that isn't already spoken for sweaters. So I pulled out my Wool-Ease acrylic yarn because it's being held double as I make a jelly roll. And my white doesn't have to match because it's being held double, nor does my gray. So, well, I grabbed some of the gray, I grabbed some of the white, I held them together, and I went up some hook sizes. Oh no, I'll make a larger capelet shawl, the worst, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, I started on a 6.5 millimeter, way too dense. So my second swatch was on a 8 millimeter, we're still too dense. We're still too dense.
That's a bit dense.
But you make it in the round, so it does this. It's so roughly.
That's... How does this work?
Because when you fold it in half, people are so smart. Oh, so much smarter than I am. When you fold it in half, it makes a caplet. Because you'll have shoulder spaces.
Oh, and then, then it's like a double-layered kind of deal.
Then it's a double-layered shawl capelet thing. Now you know why I have to make it.
That's so clever.
Because it's so dang clever. It's got to happen. But it wasn't. 8 millimeter wasn't big enough. So I got serious. I went to a 10 millimeter hook. I am holding 2 number one weight yarns double. I'm barely 2.5. Like, I might be a DK weight. Or heavy fingering, more likely. look. Both of them? Think, I might be DK. I might be DK. Maybe. But that's okay. The 10 millimeter hook was the way to go.
That one's working out?
Yes. I am getting excellent drape. So, I don't know where my first sample went. This is technically my third attempt at this shawl. Because, of course.
Third time's the charm.
Oh, gosh. But I'm going to fold it in half here so you guys can just see it. Look at that.
Oh,
now you know why I said I needed more drape.
That's beautiful.
Because it has you working in the spaces between your crochet stacks. So not in the crochet, it's like not in the top loop, but in the spaces between your loops to make the lace shaping. That's which is so why you need so much drape. So I am making my way through the pattern now that we finally got our drape part figured out. But when this bad boy is done, it is going to be gorgeous.
Also agrees. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So I'm very happy that I started this. I'm very happy that I started this early because it's going to take a while because these rows are not not insignificant at this point in my life.
Not short. But
it'll drape like this across the back and then it'll be like this on the front. And I'm doing it all in one. You're doing it in one big circle that's really packed in there, but it's just yeah it's a thing. The problem is she keeps releasing patterns and tutorials and stuff, and she just released one where I was like, guess what I'm casting on next. And these are vintage patterns, so you know there's not a lot of hand holding. There's none, in fact. So but I'm very excited with this. Will I probably one day make it in the 2.8 yarn on a 6.5 hook? Probably, yeah. Once I see what the finished size of this is, because this is going to be a bit of a behemoth, which is fine. I like big shawls. It's fine. But if I really like it, I will probably source 2 colors that I like and make a version for me later. Just not right now. I didn't necessarily wanted to sacrifice 2 sweater quantities to get enough yarn to make the shawl capelet. You know.
Two sweater quantities.
Well, if you think about it, if I'm pulling 600 yards of a number 2 8 yard, so sock yard, that's two balls from one sweater, because it takes four balls to make a sweater, like a very fitted sweater for me. Five balls if I want a little bit of ease, right? And then 400 yards of the contrast color, which is essentially, if I'm lucky, one ball, which not all sock yarn comes at 400 yards for 100 grams. A lot of them sit around the 680 or 380 marker. So that's technically two balls. That's four balls, and it's two different colors. So I'd be pulling from two different sweater quantities.
Don't you just need one of those, Diana? Says Asa.
Yes, she does. She plays her cards right. Maybe we'll have Jocelyn into making her one, because Jocelyn's really enjoyed this.
Oh, I see.
It's so freaking relaxing. So relaxing. Oh, it's nice. But let me finish this one first. Let's figure out how big it is when I mess with the hook size and the yard size first.
And then
we'll go from there. How does that sound? Dyed my hair when my mom was in town. That's so much stuff happening. Okay. If you've got three, you're up, and I can abandon you and go get my cats.
All right. There's no arms on this chair.
Really traumatic.
I want to talk about the cobra sweater for the last time so you can leave.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, the cobra sweater. The cobra sweater's done. Everybody cheer. It's done. Ta-da! This is the finished, washed, blocked, ends woven in, has been given to the child. She kindly let me borrow it for the podcast. And it fits, and it will continue fitting for at least one more year, because she's 8 and growing like a weed. So it's done. It's done, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done. It's done. Okay. Once more with feeling. Copperhead Tea by Lucia Blackwell. With modified cobra charts. Because niece wanted a cobra, not a copperhead. And it's in the Buttercup DK yarn from Fireweed Fiber Co. If you would like 10% off of your Fireweed Fiber Co. order, you can use the code NorthernKnits10. On fireweedfiberco.com, I believe, is the website. The link's in the doobly-doo show notes. It's linked in the show notes, probably. When are you starting the one for myself? I will start that later when I have space in my whip bin. Perhaps when I have space to order the sweater quantity of yarn that of the colors that I want to do it in, because I want mine to be in green, and I don't have that.
You're going to make one of those for yourself?
Eventually.
Okay.
But that's a later eventually. Talk to me again in the fall.
Of 2027.
Maybe. Honestly, maybe.
I know you. I know you. Aren't you supposed to be test knitting right now?
I am. So I will be doing that in a big hurry.
Just checking.
It's done. I'll take some more pictures of it before it runs away forever.
Yes.
And then I will never see it again.
Until it needs a repair. Are you ready to see these cats?
Yes. Okay. So what, the pipe cleaner cats, did you say?
We're at the marketplace at Icon. And Mr. B looks at me and he goes, "Would you like to take a look at the pipe cleaner creatures?" And I stopped and said, "What now?" I did. So okay. I ended up buying Artemis and Luna from Sailor Moon. So a black cat and a white cat.
Mm.
Yep, with little crescent moons. super adorable. This was her first time being a artist at Icon. And she started for fun and now has gotten really good at making creatures entirely out of pipe cleaners.
Those are so cute.
Are these not just
They're
freaking
fuzzy.
adorable? They're
Oh God.
heavy. They're heavy. Like,
Yeah,
they've
well, I
got
bet they're
heft.
dense.
They're so dense. And pipe cleaners.
Oh.
Freaking cute is that? I am never going to be good enough with pipe cleaners. Oops, so continuously punch this microphone to make something like this.
Those are
But are they not
amazing.
just adorable? So I had to have them. I had to have them. Mr. B just laughed at me. Said, of course I did. Can you blame me? I collect odd things, guys. I don't collect. I'm not a completionist at my collections, so it's always weird, it's always delightful, and it's always off the wall. I
It's a
have
curated
posters that are
collection.
inappropriate to share on the internet.
Well, those are the
They're
best kind.
not as inappropriate as it could have been, but pretty inappropriate. Mr. B found me some new pins.
Aw.
Because they're shrooms.
The little expressions.
And they're different. I haven't seen pin construction like this before. So I have new pins for my stuff. And one of my favorite finds is one we found really early on. And I thought really hard. I was like, uh-oh, Diana's going to be jealous. But she's an adult. If she wants one, she can figure out how to get to an anime convention or a store that sells anime things. It's not like we don't have a couple in the city. And get her own stuffed boba tea.
A stuffed Actually, I think
Bobas.
there's in fact a bubble tea store that sells like squishmallow
She
bobas.
Bobas. She Boba. Which
I
will
might
look
need a squishy boba.
perfect next to all of my also admittedly odd collection of stuffed animals. I keep in a giant silver bowl on my coffee table. You might. There's a second face, but we went with the super happy face instead of the wide eyeball face. We went with the face. So I was at
That's
Icon
so
over.
cute.
We saw some crocheted anime figures as well too. Like the artist who did that had done an amazing job with the amigurumi, and she crocheted doll characters of different anime. So it's just I love checking out the artist alleys at conventions. You just find the most amazing stuff from people who do it because it's a passion. Oh, so good. And Aaron can attest, the pictures are really pretty. And not as risque as they could have been. We stayed
Oh,
away from the
Miranda, to
ones that
answer your
took cover that
question,
day.
what I'm
Yes,
testing
please.
is this Stegosaurus sweater that's sitting in the background that I haven't touched, because I was madly finishing a cobra sweater and working on the amigurumi that I'm about to talk about.
All right,
But
back to
it's
knitting.
totally going to be done by the end of the month.
End of this month?
Well, it'll, the
Oh,
body in a sleeve.
your
That's the
butt better
deal.
be hauling keister, ma'am.
Oh yeah.
You have
Believe me,
two serious deadlines.
I'm well aware.
Work continues on my second sock. As you can see, I got the first sock in behind, making my way towards the heel.
Making
Making
my
my
way.
way. I've got some progress. I took my sock with me to Icon to work on while I was waiting in lines or when we were sitting at panels because heavens knows a lot of convention is hurry up and wait. So technically when I unroll the stock and I'm almost up to the heel. I don't have that many more to go. I got like 3, 4 inches left and I'm out of heel. So a little bit of progress was made. It is the second of the Sweet Romance socks. This is, I name the socks the colorways when I make toe-up vanilla socks. That way I remember what the colorway name is, and I don't say toe-up vanilla sock from now to the end of eternity. So, here we go. I'll hold out the colorway here. It's a, I don't know how we're doing for lighting in here. New setup, guys. It's going to take me a bit.
It's pretty good.
So, we've got this nice, deeper, I like to say adult Valentine's Day color going on. It's just a more saturated range of deep, moody pinks. Like, get those darker into the purples. I want to say purpley blue range. I could be wrong. We can't trust me, guys, with color descriptions.
Looks pinky purpley on camera.
So, that traveled with me. In the bag also got me. So that has gone everywhere. Did I necessarily work on it? Not all the time, but I did plug in a little bit because we went to a Q&A, so I worked on it during the Q&A. Otherwise, I'm in a really dark room with no reference point for anything. Listening to voices in the dark can get creepy. Creepy. That's my second thing. You're up.
Okay. My second thing is that my niece also requested a Sylveon amigurumi.
It's true, she did.
And I struggled to find a pattern. So I found a pattern and I started to make it. And I'm like, I don't like this. So then I fell down a rabbit hole learning how to design amigurumi patterns.
Okay.
And,
what a way to go.
So there's a tracing and some sketches and some slices and then notes and a grid and like hieroglyphs and math. Like hieroglyphs and math. I whiteboarded this thing. Like I fell in a deep hole. And apparently this was the thing that I needed to make me love amigurumis.
Okay.
Because I always found it like really annoying and fiddly to make, but now this is like all I want to do is design amigurumis.
Because now you understand.
I don't know. There's something about taking a 2D image and making it three-dimensional and working out the shaping, and like, I'm just so excited.
You're in your happy place?
I am in my happy place. But it means that Sylveon was not done by the time the kids arrived.
It's fine.
But that's okay. We have a body. We have, I can't hold up both of them, but we have a pair of front legs. Trust me, there's a pair. I'm especially proud of the back legs because I managed to get like, get out of here, string. There's a foot shape and it bends and there's like thigh shaping. So I'm like, I'm super proud of the shaping on these legs.
You have some shapely legs going on, my dear.
I'm very excited about it. And I haven't sewn the pieces to the head yet, but I have the head. It looks a little demonic right now.
It's like the pins or
it's
something else,
look
but
when I
okay.
Sew it together, okay. I swear.
That's fine.
Sylveon is a Pokemon. It's one of the new. I think it's the newest evolution. It's number 700.
I don't know.
I read so many Pokedex articles. Looking for reference images, I finally found a good reference image so that I could, you know, what does the back of this Pokemon's head look like? So that technically this should be a little more U-shaped, but you know, whatever. So the eyes need a little bit of highlight, and I need to sew the pink part on, but we just need some ears and a tail. And then she's got some bows and ribbons that are apparently like feeler, pincy, actually terrifying things. They look like ribbons.
Okay.
They look like ribbons with stripes on the end, but apparently they're actually like sharp and terrifying in Pokemon world.
Sure.
So, we're getting there. Legs and pattern design. So, I guess when I've gone to the trouble of writing up Crash Bang. I guess when I've gone to the trouble of writing up this entire pattern, I'll put it up for our Patreons. If
yeah.
You wanna crochet a Sylveon amigurumi?
That'd be
fun. Pattern test for me. I don't know. I don't know if that's the thing, if that's the thing people want, but... Oh, hey, and when I finish this, I can check off that square of my bingo card where I wanted to design a pattern. Which is not the one that I thought I was going to do. I thought I was going to do a very simple sweater that was, like, rectangles sewn together with some texture. I did not anticipate that square getting checked off by amigurumi with complex leg shaping.
Yup. Because, you know, you chose to do it in hard mode.
I chose to do that in hard mode, but I'm so freaking excited.
Good.
And I figured out how to get the little nose shaping. That's what this pin is. It's marking the increases that are the nose versus the increases that are just for the head.
Okay.
So I'm going to stitch on a little nose and a little mouth, and the eyes will get some highlights, and then we'll have ears. It'll be more in proportion once the ears are on.
Oh, your poor, weird, demonic creation looks lovely.
It'll look better when it's not held together with pins. T-pins, really not will. Even sewing pins. Like, T-pins are what I had on hand, and that just makes it worse.
It looks
like a staple together like a Frankenstein. Sorry, Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein was the doctor. I know this. But so that's my second thing. Ideally, that's going to get finished tonight so that it can go in the car tomorrow.
Still not happening.
We'll see. We shall see. Because it's only small pieces and sewing that's left. So, maybe. I'm erring on the side of no. But maybe. It's not impossible. Depends how late I want to stay up.
Given what I know of your deadline knitting, the answer is not late. Because you don't get a day or two off to recover.
No, I go straight back into the Stegosaurus.
So, I'm going to go with you'd stay up a little bit late, but not stupid late. Because you don't get to relax and have an extra long weekend or anything to recover. You need to have made significant progress by Sunday.
Honestly, I am looking forward to getting back to knitting and not doing fiddly little crochet. I'm looking forward to changing it up and doing fiddly colorwork knitting.
Yes, there's some relaxing about fiddly colorwork.
Actually, I'm almost done the Stegosaurus charts, so there's maybe another hour or two of fiddly knitting, and then I can go through the body, and that's just the plain stockinette.
Nice.
I don't know if anyone has colorwork at the bottom.
I have a twisted thing because I'm working on it flat, so every once in a while it likes to flip over on me.
I have a boba too. Continued. It's not a stuffed boba. It's a boba. It's a Starbucks logo for some reason, even though they don't sell boba.
They don't. I've continued to make progress up the body of the Endless Summer Adventures card again. Oddly enough, with Mum in town for the week, I didn't really do any work knitting days, so this was just sort of whenever I got the chance to pick it up and plug away with it, but I knew that. It is shorter than it looks at the finished product, because it's all eyelet lace on the bottom. So she looks like she's 6 or 8 inches. But we're almost at 10, 12 inches. I am right at the point where on me and on the long version of the cardigan, I have the section where the belt will be attached to. So I'm almost at armpits, essentially, since it's a drop shoulder cardigan.
Yeah.
So I'm getting really close, because if I lightly and gently, I'm not pulling on it, guys. It's resting on the end of my fingertips.
That's just gravity?
It's just gravity working for me. So I'm like, huh. So hopefully I'm at sleeves shortly. Mostly because I want to double check to make sure what I wrote for sleeves and what I've tested for sleeves works for sleeves. Then we're off to the races. So progress continues. I should be fading into my second color shortly. Mostly because I'm almost on my first ball. So I know about partway through my second ball of this beautiful purple, sparkly purple.
So pretty.
I need to move into the black emerald sparkle that I have.
I
So,
might have to make me one of those.
progress has been made. Not tons of progress. I wanted to be past the belt. I wanted to be at the underarms, but it didn't happen. So we move on with our day. That's my second one. The yard is a discontinued sparkle base from Erin of Fiery Fabrical because I have that much of her yard.
Excellent. You answered the question that just showed up in chat.
Oh, did I? Oh, good. One day, might I ask her how much it costs to bring in a whole whatever a quantity of this comes in and dye it for me? Yes, probably. Today is not that day. I might need to do another sparkle sweater at some point for myself. You don't know. Who knows, right? Why did I work on this yesterday, you ask? Because I had to sort paperwork. Ew.
Ew.
Ew. But it's done.
Gross.
I adulted all day yesterday. Disgusting. All right. Back to you, my dear. I got one more to go. Should I have been spinning and plying? Yes, I should have been. Was I?
I
No, I
did a teensy bit
wasn't.
of spinning. I did a teensy bit of
How
spinning.
spinning.
So I took my spinning with me. We went to the CN Tower yesterday as part of all our
I
touristy things with the kids. And
don't know why you did that.
I had grand plans of like, I'll get some video on the glass floor of like drop spinning and I'll make some clever joke about that's a heck of a drop or something. I was gonna be all clever
Oh, the
about it and like
cheese factor.
I was absolutely
Woof.
gonna cheese factor and get some all
Woo.
kinds of podcast content at the top of the CN Tower. And I did do a little bit of spinning in line, and my niece helped it a little bit, and my nephew helped a little bit. We determined that drafting was a little too complicated. We had to have a few lessons about which way to spin the drop
Drop
spindle
spindle, yeah.
so the yarn didn't unravel, because that happened a few times. But then, the reason I didn't get all the content at the top of the tower was so we're going up in the elevator. We're all packed in there, like there's like 20 people in this elevator. And then just as the automated voice finishes telling us, so we're blah 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 fact about the CN Tower, we're shooting up at like 22 kilometers an hour, ka-chunk! And it stops dead. We were stuck in that elevator for 32 minutes.
Nope.
Halfway up the CN Tower.
Nope.
That was such a hard no.
Nope.
So, I kept it together while the kids were there, and when we got to the top and we were all safe and we talked to security and everything was good, I found a corner and had a little meltdown for 5 minutes. But I kept it together in front of the kids, so it was.
Don't,
Because like
don't.
my big fear is falling, and no matter how much I intellectually know that the chance of all of the safety systems failing and plummeting to my death in an elevator is like basically zero, we're still off the ground, so it's not quite zero, and that was enough for
Did
my
you?
brain to panic with.
Oh yeah, but like, logically, your car will kill you.
Yeah, but you know,
Well
logic
before
doesn't
any
help when you're
elevator.
50 stories up.
Nope, sure doesn't. Long before any elevator or airplane will kill you, your car will kill you, the spaghetti you're eating will kill you. Like, there are far more mundane things that we risk our
Oh
lives with
yeah,
every day.
absolutely.
Sometimes breathing is a problem for me. I'm pretty sure that's out to get me.
So,
But I
like,
get you.
I
I get you.
know all of that. I was, in fact, spouting all of that while we were in the
Doesn't matter.
elevator to, I don't know if I
Doesn't
was telling
matter.
myself or anybody else. But
Doesn't
you know,
matter.
we were still in the air for a long time and I was by the
Yep.
door, so like I was like downed was right there and I was good for like 10, 15 minutes, but by minute 20 I'm employing all of the anti-anxiety techniques that I know. Like all of them.
Yeah. No.
All of this to say, by the time we got to the top, A, we didn't have very much time because we had a scheduled date at Castle Loma for an escape room. So we pretty much got to the top, took some pictures, and came back down. Well, got in the line to come back down. But I was shaking way too hard to actually do any spinning. So I just posed a few pictures.
Yep.
So there's a couple of pictures where I've got like my feet in the drop spindle on top of the glass floor, but that was all I could manage. I was shaking way too hard. So I did not get all of the planned content that I wanted to.
Fair. Still flabbergasted that you would go to something that's that touristy. Woof.
Because I've never been.
You've also, have you ever done Folk Fest here?
I actually haven't.
Yeah, yeah. That would also be a major touristy thing to do.
Yeah. Hold up, just this fiber made. So this fiber that I failed to spin very much of is from Fireweed Fiber Co. It is the Johnny Jump Up colorway. It's all purples and yellows. The base is, what is the base? 80% targi, 10% bamboo, and 10% silk. It is lovely and gorgeous, and I'm spinning it on this square checkerboard drop spindle from Maudsley Fiber Crafts? Fiber Arts? Fiber Crafts, I think. They do wooden craft tools, and it's gorgeous, and it holds up very well to being dropped. In fact, it's very pretty. The worst thing that's happened when I've dropped it is that the hook got bent and I had to bend it back. So it's a little bit squashy.
That's fine.
But the wood part has held up great to being dropped on all kinds of hard surfaces, so A+ craftsmanship.
Excellent.
I'm going to stick that all back in its bag now. So that's my story about the high adrenaline activities of yesterday.
Was it yesterday or Sunday?
CN Tower was yesterday.
Yesterday? What was I doing yesterday? Sorting paperwork.
You know, I'll trade you.
There's no way anybody would have talked me into going to the top of the CN Tower anyway. I would have been like, no. It's too touristy.
And then you could have been all smug at the bottom. Yeah, I mean, like, it's pretty, but
nor
like,
would I waste that kind of money
to go up there, and I don't.
I wouldn't waste that kind of money.
I'm not gonna do it again.
No.
I mean, they comped us our tickets for going up there, so we got to see the top of the CN Tower for free, so that's nice.
Yeah. You still paid the initial thinking everything would be fine and you wouldn't have a problem and you wouldn't get your money back, so
yeah, there's that. So that was my experience.
I'd rather spend $50 on a nice dinner.
I've done it now. I don't need to do it again.
Fair.
If anybody else wants to go to the top of the CN Tower, I'll hang out at the bottom or I'll go to the aquarium next door or something.
Yeah,
I like this, there's fish on the roof of the aquarium. We had a long time to look at stuff.
Yep. I do the aquarium. That I enjoy. But I like fishes and water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, suppose that leaves me with the last thing.
Actually, I have one more thing. Because I
have one more thing
lied about how many things I had.
It was your turn to do that. I thought that was just a me thing. I have other things, guys. It's secret crafting. I can't talk about. All right. Let me put my sweater down. Let's stretch. Oh, yeah.
Stretch break.
Ooh, that feels good.
Some touristy things you have to do when having visitors. Exactly. Especially when they're kids. Like,
no, you
gotta
don't.
Do the things with the kids.
No, you don't.
You totally do.
Totally do not.
We
my
went
childhood
to,
was not we inhibited in any way, shape, or form because my mother didn't take me camping.
I mean,
it gives me a value lesson about how crazy people are about camping.
We went to maybe these are self-imposed have to. These are entirely self-imposed have to. Let's be honest. But we went to Rum on Monday, and they had dinosaurs, and so
of course they did.
My nephew made me a thing that I, of course, wore in public.
Of course you did. Aren't you their only aunt?
Yes, but for some reason I worked very hard for the title of favorite aunt.
Sure.
I wore a paper crayon stegosaurus in public for a couple hours.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Not continuously, but yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have.
This is why I'm the favorite.
For my niece, and I'm not her only aunt.
So if you think I'm weird on the internet, I'm no. I'm
oh
just
no,
like
she's
that.
Real in real life too.
I just,
it's
yeah,
just how
I just
she
do.
Is.
I'm weird. I'm just. I do weird things. It's fine.
Mr. B tried to convince me that I needed a Kigurumi. That
I mean,
character
you might.
Onesie thing, and I was
yes.
like, no, but if Diana was here, we'd be adding to the collection. He's like, yes, we would be.
What was it? What were the character options?
I didn't get over, but there was like a. Oops. It was a big enough rack that I saw that they were there. We didn't go over and look, because what am I going to do with essentially a onesie? Melt to death.
Be cozy? Well, yeah, okay.
Melt to death. It's me. This is me we're talking about here, folks. I was so tired on Sunday, my fingers got cold.
Ooh. That's saying something.
I was having a heck of an allergy attack. Apparently, my anti-allergy medication does not do a thing if the canola fields are blooming and the wind is blowing in my face.
Oh.
I just get to suffer. Woof. That was a long Sunday. All right. We have some decisions to make. This is my combo top. Look at this all not Mobius stripped cast on tank top. What I've got going on
excellent,
here.
Excellent, excellent.
I have done the first part for a double knitted hem. So I've got my really pretty hemline to sew up when I'm done. So I'm technically making progress on the body. And I'm worried about how much yardage I have. Because I like things so flippin' long. I might. This is some Lichen and Macrevices by Ancient Art Yarn. Just check that bad boy out. Isn't she gorgeous?
I love it. I'm so excited to do something with mine.
So good. I'm thinking, heavily contemplating, probably gonna do it. I'm gonna rip it. I'm going to go down to the bottom of the instructions and start at the top.
So then you can just make it long.
Make it long. I'm also going to weigh how much yarn I have left in the ball that I'm working on and compare it to essentially how much body I've got knit. So I'll have a very good estimate of my row count, like how many rows I'm getting per my ground count. Because I've just finished my bottom hem piece. And if I'm going to be tight, I'm going to add a second color in at the top, and then I'm going to stripe into the lichen in my crevices during my, well, which will, what will be my increases, not my decreases, for the V-neck shaping. So that I for sure have enough yardage. So okay. That's what I think it's going to happen. What am I doing? Making more work for myself. That's what I'm doing. Why? Because I hate picking up provisional cast-ons, so when I cast on the shoulder spaces to work them flat, I'm going to cast them on like they're the toe of a sock and do it on two needles, and I'm going to work the front on one needle and then work the back on the other needle, and then I will connect another round and go down from there.
Okay.
So I'm adding extra work. I'm probably putting in a second color, and I'm completely flipping the pattern, because of course I am. Because of course I am. This has to be done in, you know, for the fall.
You got a good couple months.
Ma'am, you know what we're working on in the background? You know what I'm working on in the background?
Well, yeah.
Might have to delay some things and put some other things in the foreground and put some stuff off till next year, I think. But I just... It's too pretty not to do it justice. It's too pretty not to do it justice. And if I go the full length and say I'm short in the lichen in my crevices, I can always do the second half, like that part that of the hem that folds under, in color one. Because yeah. That'll be, nobody will see it anyway. So
It's a design feature.
I think so, I would do. What I need to decide is what color do I want to have as color one? See my problem?
Maybe a green? Problem?
Or do I go like navy blue? And create like a nice strong contrast stripe color. And fade the stripes out. So start with a thick chunk in my second color at a stripe of the lichen in my crevices. And then incrementally do it down so it looks like the lichen in my crevice stripes grow until the second color is gone. And then it's just lichen in my crevices all the way down. Lichen in the crevices. Why I'm willing to do this is because I really like the pattern. And I love tank tops. And if I could have a nice knitted tank top that breathes well, it's something that I could have as a summer garment that on its own would be thick enough that I could wear over top of a corset and not have the corset stitching show through.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So the end goal is to get to garments or clothing where I can put them on, because obviously like I'll have a linen layer under my corset, then my corset, but if this works out and it's got the density that you can't see the boning, and I don't think you will, because boning's the thing, it's a whole thing, I've thought it out. I could put this on over top and then I can have summer clothing but still have the support that I want from the properly fitted corset.
Right. Okay.
So
I think I follow.
I'm willing to mess around and fiddle with it, but I think that's what I'm going to end up doing. Which is weird because I paid for the pattern and I like it as is. I'm just worried about the yardage and I'm worried about my length. And had I been thinking about it, I would have been like, can we get 3 balls when we did the ordering? But I did not. Because my initial thought was to turn this into an endless summer adventure shawl and actually keep it. But plans have changed. Plans have changed. So I need to make some adaptations. Adaptations, people. It needs to happen. So that's the last project I worked on. I did make some progress, but I don't know if I'm going to keep the progress per se. Yikes. But there you go. That's my fourth one. I do have acquisitions.
My fourth one, very briefly, as we're recording, I'm working on the scrappy stripey striping sock. That's how much I've done since we started.
Okay. That works.
That's it. It's leftover bits and bobs of yarn striped together in 2-row stripes. And how are we doing? I have another couple inches to go before my heel. Yeah, definitely another like 2.5-3 inches to go before the heel. So it's coming along. I pretty much only, well, this week I have only worked on it while we're doing this. Because, you know, cobra sweater and amigurumi and children. So many children. Children want pancakes. Children want cereal. Children want screen time. Video games. Children are great. I've had so many snuggles, though. I like the snuggles.
Yeah, it's not worth it for me, but that's okay. My niece knows that I'm not into that sort of thing.
I like the snuggles.
I do enjoy sitting in a car with her mom and my mother when she was little, like 4. I mean, she still does it now, but she was more dramatic at like 4. We'd start singing. Oh, loser, snot. Stop singing! You're embarrassing! And of course, when we're like 4 through 8, everything's just so dramatic. No, it's not so much. No, she just groans and rolls her eyes. But we're, you know, 16. We're full-blown teenagers at this point.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Does it stop us? No, it does not.
Niece is a theater major in the making, and I don't know what nephew's going to be. But nephew's definitely heading towards teenager, and everything is embarrassing.
Oh, yes. But that is the best
11.
time, for it is prime embarrassment time.
I know, I'm so excited. It's very fun.
I love
But
embarrassing my niece in public.
he's still child enough that he made me a Stegosaurus glasses cover that I wore in public, so.
He needs another year or two, then he'll hit teenager hard.
Yep, he's
And
definitely
then you're
still
just
child,
old.
still doing
Then
piggybacks
you're
and
just
things, yeah.
old.
And then I'll
There's
just be
nothing you
old.
can do about it. That's
Yeah.
fine. You get to start embarrassing them in public gleefully.
Oh, I will. I'd be very gleeful about it.
My niece doesn't like it when I dance in aisles. I bust grooves all the time now. All the time. I'm ready to dance like nobody's business.
Also was saying about camping. I love the reels that ask ladies what they would bring camping, and the answer is hotel room.
Hotel
That's
room?
me.
That's me too. Sounds like
Melanie says any vacation where I still have to cook and clean is not, in fact, a vacation.
it is not, in fact, a vacation. It's not.
Miranda says there's no rest for us ladies when camping.
Yeah, no, and that's not a vacation. It's not
No,
relaxing. It's
it's a
not
trip, it's an adventure, but it's not a
a
vacation
vacation.
necessarily.
No.
Breaks up the
And
day to
everyone's like,
day.
oh, but you missed the camping and stuff. I'm like, I still did stuff all the time. I just didn't do camping. Because in my mom's mind, if I have to cook and clean, I might as well just do it at home. Mom's not wrong. She's not wrong.
Whenever I've been camping, the boys do all the cooking, so suits me.
You couldn't anymore. I'm done. I'm over it. I'm done with people trying to talk me into cabins too. It's boring. I don't know why you people do it. I can walk 3 blocks that way and a block down, and I'm at a city park, and I'm less than 2 blocks from Portage or from Broadway and Osborne, and I can't hear traffic and I don't hear cars, and all I hear is birds, and what I see is green behind me, and across the street from the park are very beautiful houses. Why in the world would I travel farther?
Because it's
Because when I'm
pretty
done,
up
I can
there.
pick up, go back home, and order myself some Starbucks. Like, no, I got so excited when we got back to the city. I was like, civilization! Buildings! Take away! Skip the dishes! The things that you want from a city. That is what I like. What I like.
There's a certain rustic charm to it, but yeah, I'm always glad to come back, and there's delivery in. Especially in the winter, running water.
Yeah.
It teaches me to really appreciate running water.
I mean, I'll deal with it if the apocalypse comes. Otherwise, don't bother me about
Or, being in a house that got more than one washroom with 12 people in it.
Oh my God, no.
That might be a slight
Again,
exaggeration. Hang on.
I don't think it's that much of an exaggeration, my dear. Do that math.
Okay, there's frequently 8
Yes.
and occasionally 10
Yes.
and one
You just said
bathroom.
frequently 8 in one bathroom.
Yes.
Again, if the apocalypse comes, I will deal with it. Otherwise, no thank you. No
So,
thank you.
it makes me appreciate mundane things like multiple bathrooms and running water.
Not for me.
That's fine. I kind of like it.
I did trips. We went to the Dominican Republic when I was little.
Didn't do that when I was little. We also didn't go to cottages when I was little. We did camping a few times, but my mom was also of the opinion that she would pack a hotel room if she could.
Yeah. But I mean,
My dad was
when
into
I
it.
was up north, I had to fly out into other communities to do swim meets. So we went camping, it was at an igloo. So
That is a kind of camping that I am not interested in doing.
well, we did the
Mr.
spring.
Dynek.
Well, technically. We camped in tents and stuff with the right temperature and did dog sledding, so we dog sledded out to the campsite and stuff. But I did that for a Girl Guide badge. For a Girl Guide
Okay,
badge.
that sounds
Oops.
super cool to do at least once.
Yeah, for a Girl Guide badge. Otherwise, no.
I would do it
Otherwise,
once.
no. I'm good, thank you. Okay, I have your word. I had your word. Do you remember what word it was I read? Yes, I do. Oh, I should talk
Okay.
acquisitions.
Oh yeah, acquisitions. And then we can get into the
Then we can get
unscripted
into
Patreon
that.
ad.
Noting that I did absolutely no spinning this week and no spinning last week, what did I get? A mystery fiber bag. Because of course I did. Nothing says inspiring myself to do yet. No spinning, like more fiber. More fiber. So this is it's mystery fiber, so I don't know what types of fiber are in here. I can just see the colors.
It's a
Colors.
pretty bunch of fiber.
But it's a assortment of fiber ends. Actually, it's mine. I can open it now. Hang on, I'm going to make that annoying sound that you do with plastic on the internet. That's not ASMR. Let me in tape. Tape. Why do you
Uh, Miranda
think
was saying my dad would take me
so?
camping and he would set up the tent and then I would set up my sleeping bag in the car back seat. I think you're missing the point. I don't know, maybe I'm missing the point. I don't know.
Get some fiber,
Oh, it's pretty.
and you get a
I want a
bunch of different
touch.
ones.
I want a touch.
Order your own fiber.
I mean, I
Mystery
have my
fiber
own
bag.
fiber to touch. It looks
No.
similar in base to some of the other fibers I have, which I could go
Some of them
touch, but.
are bases she has. Some of them are bases she ordered in to sample to see how it took dye colors. So you don't know what fiber you're getting. I'm very excited. My thinking was, I won't sit down and commit to a full braid because once I start, I feel like I should do it all in one go, which is ludicrous. But this I might spin in one day and just sit down and plug my way through, right? So my hope is I can woo, spin my mystery fiber bag. I just have a bunch of little mini skeins essentially in different fiber types just to see what they're like. Just a nice two ply. Ooh, that one.
Ooh, pretty.
Yeah, so I had to wait till we got back here to get one of the mystery fiber bags because I packed all of the mystery fiber bags that went up to bigger Saskatchewan. We packed them together at my mom's house. Needless to say, I waited till I could get my hands on a fiber bag I didn't pack, so I didn't know what fiber I was getting. So that it could too
Smart.
be a mystery. And this is a lot of fiber for $50.
It really is. Was this at like 300 grams?
Yeah.
That's delightful.
Yeah, it's so good. It's a these are the grab bags have just caught my attention something fierce. So I hope you guys are excited for more. Like if I actually start spinning the mystery bags,
I want a
expect
mystery
more of the
bag.
grab bags and more of the mystery bags in my future because I'm thoroughly delighted. Delighted. All right, that was my acquisition for today. I'm gonna put down that crinkly plastic. Oh my God. Your word is gingerbread.
My word is gingerbread. Okay, unscripted Patreon ad. Gingerbread.
Well, I blow my nose on the internet because allergies.
Gingerbread.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stall for a minute and read chat. Miranda says, I was afraid of bears. Fair. The first time I went proper backwoods camping, going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I was like, wait, is there gonna be a bear? Is this gonna be a really bad time? I get that. And Remy's Rovings and Yarn is in chat.
Hi.
Hi, ladies. My husband loves camping, so the things we do for the one we love. But I have a king
Absolutely not.
bed and a fireplace. Not much of a vacation of sorts, but at least I can take my pets. That's fair.
Nope.
Everybody's into different stuff. I kind of like camping. Not a lot of
I
camping, but sometimes.
dated her brother-in-law for almost 5 years, and every time the whole family went out to the cabin, I said, "Have a great weekend. I will see you when you get back in town." He never went. It wasn't my fault. I told him he could go every time. My family's going out to the cabin for the long weekend. Go, have fun. I'll be here when you get back. I'm not going anywhere. It's okay.
It's a lot of people in one bathroom.
No, I just know. It does not excite me at all. But it's the same way when I date people who like sports. They're like, oh, I have tickets for the sport thing. Have fun. Take your friends. Go out. Make a night of it. Get pizza, which I also don't enjoy eating. Go be a dude. I do not need to be attached to you 24/7. I'm going to sit at home with the shit that I enjoy. I swear on the internet that you don't like. You have your boys' night. I'm going to have my girls' night. I may possibly do some visitor cleanup cleanup with Diana. That's it. It's good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm fine. It's not necessary to do everything together. Yep, I think I get that from my mom and my dad. My dad does it. He's like, I'm off fishing for the weekend. My mom goes, cool. See you on Monday. Have fun.
Have a good time. Bye.
Have a good time. And she eats the food that he doesn't like to eat. While he's gone,
if he eats the food, around, I have sushi.
Just it makes so much sense to me because you're still your own person and you can have your own likes and interests. You don't have to do everything together. And there can be things that you don't enjoy that your partner does.
I think it's probably a good thing to go do things separately sometimes.
It seems more healthy to me. Does that make sense?
It's important to retain a certain degree of independence.
It's important to retain a certain degree of sense of self. Yes. Sense of self, sense of self, yeah. I like those are like self-care moments, because you're not caring for somebody else, you're just caring for yourself,
yeah,
which is a break, and everybody needs breaks every now and again. I would love to farm out my codependent non-rent paying housemate currently napping. Wait, my sister and brother-in-law are going to go pick up my niece who's currently in Saskatoon with her grandparents the weekend of the 10th of August. Yeah. She has to be, they're coming back on the 12th or 11th, whatever. Listen, I have the dates. That's the important part. She has to be back before the 14th of August because her and her stepdad, my brother-in-law, are going to a wrestling competition together. My sister's not going. She doesn't enjoy wrestling. She's like, no, it's a you thing. Go. But someone has to babysit.
Like Chad agrees with us.
Someone has to babysit the puppies. So Aaron has agreed to come in and check in on the quadruped. If the temperatures are decent and I can leave her here. And I'm gonna go care for two giant dogs for 2 days. Giant dogs. Giant. I'm gonna kill Elfman. I already know it.
Good luck.
He's like maybe a year old husky. I'm gonna kill Elfman. He's gonna be a lot for me. I'm gonna need a nap when I come home. But yeah, no, self-care. It's important. So important. Yeah. I forgot to pull my hair out of the bun when I got out of the bath. My hair is very wet.
I didn't realize because it was up in a bun how different the color is.
Oh, we're different. I dyed it for fun.
Yeah, it's very different. Like, okay, I want to be red. It's dry.
It's a dark red.
Okay. It just kind of looks dark brown now, but it's wet, so.
It's wet, yeah. It picks up a nice red tint to it. Not extreme red, not cartoon red, not like vampire red.
It's like a nice chill red.
It's a chill red brown base hair color, so I just felt like dyeing my hair, so we did.
It's fair.
It was that or I was going to chop it all off because it's driving me crazy.
I'm also honestly starting to think about it.
I had to do something dramatic. So a hair dye job did the trick. Because I'm so close. I'm so close to being at my arbitrarily set goal for myself.
I feel like I'm close enough.
The moment we get there.
The novelty of being able to just leave my hair down and not have it get in absolutely everything and snag on doorknobs and step on it when I'm putting my shoes on. That would be such a novelty.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do the length you're trying for, but I do want to get it as close to waist length as possible. And then I want to dye this bad boy. I want to dye it mermaid hair color. and then I'm chopping it. But the whole point is to get to the nearly waist-length mermaid hair color. I have a goal. Goal. And once I get there, don't ask how much it's going to cost me to dye this hair. You don't want to know. It's like a mortgage payment for a house. Probably not that far off. So I'm going to do that and have wild fake hair color for a while. And then it's come up to here. It's actually potentially could actually come up that high, because the last time I chopped it off, we were like pixie short in the back, inverted bob, like dinosaur. Yep. I went from really long to super short one day. Didn't tell anybody, just showed up with really short hair. I couldn't take it anymore. I went to the hairdresser and said, it's got to go. It's got to go. I just have to remember to tell the hairdresser when we sit down and we dye it that, yes, we'll do it carefully. We'll do it properly. We'll do it so that, you know, even though we're doing damage, we're doing the least amount of damage possible. You have to start to prepare yourself now, because the next time I come in after this, we're going to the shoulders. So you're going to need a hot moment. Start contemplating this. The last lady couldn't do it. I had to start the cut for her. We had it all braided. I actually put my hand up and started cutting myself because she couldn't bring herself to cut my hair.
Molly says, my hair is 1/4 inch long, front to back. I have zero patience for dealing with hair.
It's a trial. It's a trial. Yep. And I have regrets at this point of the summer every year, but I'm just, And it didn't even take this long to grow out, because half of it was buzz cut as an undercut 2 years ago. And it's all down here now.
I just want to take, like, it takes long. I have an undercut in the back, and I want to bring it up the sides a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I...
okay.
So nice.
All right, now that my I've stalled enough, gingerbread.
I was helping.
You were. Okay. If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you can do so at patreon.com/northernitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we are active at all hours of the day and the night, talking about absolutely everything and sharing pattern links, perhaps, for gingerbread men. I feel like that's a thing we've done. Probably sharing
if
recipes
we have
for
it, we're about
cookies.
To.
I mean, yeah. Once a month for our higher tier patrons, we have an e-knit-in hangout on Zoom. The next one of those is coming up this Saturday, the 22nd, noon Manitoba time.
True it is.
And I think that's it for patron. If you want to see what's up with the other levels and stuff, is it patreon.com/northernitspodcast.
We do. We have everything listed up by tier there for everybody. We just closed up the Patreon signups for the Advent Calendar Swap and the Yarn Swap. So I'll be getting partners to people here momentarily. The mysterious Mr. B does the kindness for me, since... why not make it human arbitrary? So everybody's on lists, everybody's got a number, and he just gets the numbers, and then he pairs the numbers up. And we go from there. It's super, super random. Well, as random as I can make it without doing the random number generator, which doesn't always work well in my mind. I don't like the algorithms it uses, so there we have that. As always, we understand that budgets are a real-life thing. If you cannot financially support us, liking, subscribing, commenting, and interacting with us here on YouTube and on Instagram. I'm told we have a Threads thing. TikTok.
Yes, we're on Threads, too.
Where else are we? I think that's it.
Yeah, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Threads.
Wherever you listen to podcasts, Threads.
Yeah. That is a great way to interact with us, because we reply. And by we, I mean me.
I mean,
no,
if it's Threads, it might be me.
Because I haven't logged into the Threads account, and I don't use TikTok. I mean, I'm going to shortly, but I don't right now. Why is my nose bugging me now?
I swear you're allergic to podcasting.
Just, well, might be. Great. Extra things that we do in the month for fun, our lives. we're in the middle of a knit with us. It's a summer solstice knit with us. We did our live cast on earlier this month. No, last month.
Ooh,
June, right?
June, yeah, last month.
June, last month. So that is currently plugging along, as it may well do. I will be live with Louise tomorrow for Mid-Month Motivation, which means we're halfway through July, and it is almost time again for the monthly live episode. Which this month won't be on the Sunday, first Sunday of the month, because Diana is traveling.
Yes, I am traveling on the first Sunday of the month, so it'll be the first Saturday of the month. That's not a lie, right? It is the first Saturday of August? Yes, the first Saturday, August the 5th, will be our next regularly scheduled live episode.
Just because she's traveling the next day, so that works. And the last Saturday of every month, we do whip sprints here on YouTube, where you can join us and work on a whip of your choice for I don't know how many minutes, because I don't set it up.
25.
We do like 4, 5, sometimes 6 of those sprints. We visit, we chat, we work on things, we make progress. It's the important part. Yep. Otherwise, I think that's all we've got for the moment for announcements and stuff.
I think so.
Lovely. Well, unless there's anything else you can think of, I think we're good to go.
Woo! As I punch my microphone.
Hey, I've been doing it the whole episode. Let's count.
I made good progress on my sock, you guys. 5, look at all that progress. 6.
Perfect. I'm into a girder section.
All right. Well,
we're good.
That wraps everything up.
Check in with the chats, doing the chat things. Glad you guys were able to join us. We were impromptu live this week because I didn't want to get up at 7 in the morning on Saturday to record.
That's totally fair, because I also didn't want to do that.
Yep.
Yeah. Life. It was a happening.
It was a happening. So, hey. Bonus.
I did so many stairs yesterday. Because we were on a very tight schedule after getting stuck in an elevator. We had to, like... We had to book it to the subway, and then ride the subway, and then book it from the subway to Casa Loma, which involved... like 3 flights of stairs up a hill to get to our escape room on time, which was down a flight of stairs, and then up like 6 flights of stairs into the tower where they had the escape room. It was a lot of stairs. And it's hot and humid up in those towers, right? So by the time I got there, I'm sitting there listening to the intro for the escape room, and I'm literally like, my scalp was dripping.
Yep.
Oh. I am physically exhausted from yesterday.
Tune in next week when Diana tells us about her new workout regime so she's never that tired again.
I have been. I would have actually died otherwise.
Well, we're going to up that workout routine for you, my dear. All right.
Yeah. Cardio. It's important.
It's important. Until next week, guys, I'm going to say I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to knit.
Don't forget to knit.
You have the worst memory.
What?
I keep prompting you, unless there's anything else you can think of, and who forgets the history questions every month? God. And it was alive, you could have asked me a question.
I'm the worst. I'm going to put reminders in my phone at this point. Chat, you let me down. All right, it's too late now. Can't recover. I'm going to end the stream.